Okay, good evening, everybody, and welcome to this appeals and review meeting of the 1st of April 2019. Please, will you all be aware that this meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the Council's website. In addition, please be advised that under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulation, that other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. Any other queries about these arrangements? You can speak to the Democratic Services Officer, please. Right. First of all, we have one apology, don't we?
One apology, Chair, from Councillor
Hatcham.
Councillor Hatcham, yes, and Councillor Mia also rang to give us apologies.
Oh, yes,
today.
Okay, so. Yeah. And then Councillor Gerard standing in for
Councillor Hatcham, yes.
And therefore we have four people, we have a quorum.
We do, yes.
Excellent. Right. Minutes of the previous meeting, please. If you remember, that was Wyssell Lane in Wymswell and Brownhill Crescent in Rothley. I've read the minutes, I think they're all right. Anybody prepared to second them?
Agreed.
Thank you very much indeed. Right, disclosure of pecuniary or personal interests. Anybody that the members have any?
Only that I live in Corn.
And I'm a Corn councillor.
You live in Corn, okay. Well, we know that, but you live far enough away.
Yeah.
Okay. The first one we have on the item is the 27 Brookside, and that's Ms. Marissa Brown. Would you like to join us at the table, please?
Yeah, thank you.
Refer to the seats down the sides of the public gallery because it is a public view. Thank you. All right, that's the 27 Brookside, Berkeley,
yep.
And I must say it takes some finding. First of all, I'd like to call upon the Head of Strategic Support or Representative to introduce the report. Catherine, yep. Liu.
Yep. We're here today to consider the Borough of Charnwood 27 Brookside Barkby Tree Preservation Order 2018. A copy of the draft order is contained in the report. The draft order has been put to consultation and it's had been objected to. That's why we're here to consider the order. A copy of the representations from the objectors is also contained in the report, along with the Head of Planning and Regeneration's representative there, so the Council's reasons for making the order. The committee needs to consider all the objections and the report and then decide whether to confirm the order with or without modification or to decline the order, in which case will not be go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Head of Planning and Regeneration or representative, would you like to present the case for confirming the order, please?
Yes, the background is that the yew and beech trees are along the boundary in the rear garden of number 27 Brookside Barkby, which is part of the Barkby Hall estate within the conservation area. The trees were allowed to grow naturally over many years and are now making a significant amenity contribution to the landscape character and appearance of the conservation area. The conservation area notice, or section 211 notice, was received to reduce the trees to the height of the hedge. The reason given was a future potential for damage to the house. There's no evidence of actual or potential damage submitted. The trees are not immediately adjacent to any built structure, and while the trees are within and close to the alignment of the boundary hedge, they clearly were established as trees and visible from the public highway and footpath along the brook. The proposed works to reduce the height to that of the hedge would be unacceptable, as it would remove the amenity contribution these trees make to the conservation area. Prior conservation area notice had been received in 2017 to lightly side trim to reshape the yew trees at number 27, and this was considered acceptable at the time. The decision returned was to not make a TPO on the basis of expediency, not amenity, but expediency, because it was considered that that was appropriate management. The objection letter was received the 7th of January 2019. It did not per se object to the order, but set forth a case for crown reduction. That it was then an additional letter to say that the trees are too close to the dwelling. And my response was that indeed a TPO tree could potentially, in principle, be crown reduced, but not to the degree that was suggested. And theoretically it could be consented to a proper TPO tree works application, and I recommend, you know, that the owners actually consult a tree consultant on that. The second letter about the too close to the dwelling, these trees are not so close as to merit felling, and indeed a standard kind of operation we would normally give a consent to if it was applied for would be to allow a max of 3 meters clearance of branches from the edge of gutters of a building. So my recommendation to the committee is that you confirm the TPO without modification, and this is necessary so that an application could then be made for suitable tree works, which would not reduce the amenity value of the trees in the conservation area.
Thank you very much. Okay, does any members of the committee have anything to add or any further questions?
Not to the station. Just one. Are the roots showing through on the footpath?
Sorry?
Are the roots of the trees showing through on the footpath?
Sorry, this is Brookside, Bobby.
Yeah.
Yes.
The
roots of the trees are not on a they're not adjacent to a public highway at all. If you look in the pack, you'll see this area of photography.
On page 10.
Do you mean the Ray Garden pack?
Yeah, so it's years since it's been down there, but...
Right. So this is, it's a boundary between properties, and that's not publicly accessible. The actual route of the... If you were looking on the map, it's not an entire map, but if you were... The actual brook is down here.
Yes.
And that's where the public footpath is. So you actually have the public highway and then the brook and then the public footpath.
Okay.
I was... Yes, you recommend they take advice from a tree consultant.
Mm-hmm.
As to what?
Well, if they're looking to undertake tree works, that's a standard recommendation that people, would seek professional advice on how to manage their trees and tree consultants, preferably competent and registered, if not chartered, would be the good route to take. But in my opinion, reducing the trees to the hedge height is unacceptable, and that's why I recommend that the TPO be confirmed without modification.
I'm sure nobody would think of reducing those trees to hedge height in one go. I mean, would it be possible to phase them in over, sort of 6 feet a year?
But you're reducing the amenity value catastrophically, I would say, if you do that.
Mm.
The trees are trees within a hedge line or a boundary line.
They weren't intended to be trees, were they? And they weren't intended to be trees. They were intended to be part of
They've substantial, 20
they've
or more years
got
of growth
out of control.
On them.
Yes.
So... arguably, they are intended to be trees because they have grown as trees unrespected.
I was looking at them and I thought they were intended to be part of a hedge, which are then not being maintained and got out of control. So
people often change their minds. Maybe they weren't. It's very hard for me to judge that because they are trees now and they have proper grounds.
I suppose every hedge's aspiration is to become a tree.
Well, theoretically, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They weren't managed at any time as a hedge, as far as I can tell.
Okay. Right then, could we hear from Mr. and Mrs. Brown if nobody has any further questions for Nola?
No.
Okay. Would you like to tell us what you think about the business, Mr. Brown?
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for listening to our appeal this evening. As per our appeal letter dated on the 7th of January 2019, I would like to state firstly that the placement of the trees on this plan is incorrect. So the placement is wrong. So T1, T2, T3 and G1 are incorrect. So they should all be up to the boundary here of number 2, which is the property next door. So all of these that are spread up here are actually in this small little space here. So they don't go all the way up the back here. They go to just there, if you can see that. I'm presuming possibly none of you have maybe been to the property. Yeah, have you been into the garden?
No, I haven't been into the garden. I wouldn't have gone in. Yeah. I just stopped on the road.
Yeah. Okay. So as you're making a decision, I'm assuming not having seen them close up from our garden perspective, we feel that this and the pictures don't give a true representation of the size of mass of the trees that we actually have in our garden. You can only see them if you don't come into the garden from the distance from the footpath and from the road.
Yes.
So obviously we have outbuilding sheds in the back garden, and then they are behind those, so they can be seen but not massively. The group of now beech trees, which was originally planted as a hedge and due to the previous tenant's design for none or little maintenance, have now become a large group of trees in excess now of 60 feet tall. The picture on page 14 that we submitted, we think clearly shows the beech hedge that was planted at the same time as G1. This one has been maintained, whereas the other ones have been let grow and are now rather large trees. A previous application was submitted by our letting agents to lightly side trim and reshape the yew trees. This did not alter the appearance or any light into the garden at all, and in our opinion was a waste of time and money and effort. Having already lost 3 trees in the last year from our garden from disease and high winds, we are very anxious that some work is carried out to prevent further loss and damage to the property and our garden. We have 2 small children who love being outside, and one of these trees fell onto their trampoline and completely destroyed it. Luckily the children were not in the garden at the time this happened overnight, but what could have happened? It wasn't bear thinking about if they had been. It could have been a really serious incident. We are here tonight to hopefully come to an agreeable and acceptable conclusion for all parties concerned. All neighbouring homeowners and people of the village are in full support of the works which we would like to undertake. Now, we don't want to completely chop down any trees. We just need to reduce the size to make them manageable, because at the minute they are out of control. We feel the trees are now so big that something needs to be done. In summer, when the trees are in full canopy, very little light enters that side of the garden and that of our neighbours. Nothing grows near them, as they are just a mass of sucking moisture, hence why one tree came over and its bore root and everything came over in the wind, because the ground is just so dry.
Which tree fell over?
It was a silver birch tree, which was situated just in front of the big beech hedge. And that just came over with the root ball, and it fell over the complete width of the garden and crushed next door's fence also. We now feel that the group of trees, now, as I've said, reaching 60 foot, is too big for a residential garden. Works, we believe, need to happen. And as we stated in our other letter, a crown reduction and on the yew trees, and we would like to reduce the beech trees back to what they should have been, which was a hedge, to keep it in line with the best of the beech hedge, which is further down the garden. Thank you very much for listening to our objections.
Now, if I stand on the road and look at your house,
yep.
I think I'm pointing north.
Yes.
So your house is south facing. So the house, the tree, the sun comes up,
yep.
Sort of over the pub.
Yes.
And then works it round.
Works its way round. So from...
So you would get a lot of shade, but it'd be late afternoon, wouldn't it?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock?
Sort of about 2 o'clock. It comes round and then that side of the garden.
Right. Yes, those photographs are actually very confusing, taken in context with a plan.
These are aerial photography.
Yes, I realise that. Look, I had to look them on Google Maps. But if you look at the plan, as you know, it was said, the plan is really not accurate, is it? The plan on page 10.
Well, I would say it is fairly accurate because I outlined the trees from the aerial photography.
Because they appear on the plan to be very much further down the garden.
You've got part of the beech trees here.
Yes.
But they're not even in our garden. Yeah. That isn't our garden. Our garden finishes here. And this bit at the top of our garden here, this is all allotment. And the beech trees aren't anywhere near the allotment. The beech trees are all down here. So the three yew trees and the beech trees are in that little small space just there.
May we just add that on the boundary with number 2.
Yes.
On the end of this group of beech trees, there is a maple tree which stands within them, which would stay as a full maple, untouched.
I couldn't see him, I didn't see
him. you can't see it because it's swamped.
There's also an outbuilding in the garden, what's that?
That is, it was a garage, but it's now a tool store, okay. It's a workshop, and a wood store.
So the trees, according to the plan, the trees are level with that garage. Are you saying they're actually come further down towards the house?
No. Well, they start right on this corner here.
Okay.
And then they finish just short of the boundary at the top. So they're in this little area here.
And then to the left or the west of your property, what is there? There's a churchyard there, is there not?
Oh, on which side, sorry?
Well, on the west side, on the left-hand side as you look at it.
It's the old vicarage.
The old vicarage.
Yes.
So there's not get a lot of complaints from the residents. Okay. Anybody else have any comments? Yeah.
Jane? Yes, can I ask a question? Can I challenge you on something? Because I've seen the pictures, I'm looking particularly at the picture on page 14. If you reduce those trees down to the level of the hedge, there will be no trees. So is that what you really mean?
No. These trees, we don't want to reduce. We want to crown reduction. We don't want to reduce these to hedge. These are the yew trees.
Right,
we
yes.
We just want to reduce these.
Yeah.
Keep them as trees, but just reduce them.
But did you not say down to the hedge? Have I misunderstood?
No, it's the beech. These beech trees behind, which were planted at the same time as this beech hedge.
Yes.
This has been maintained.
Yeah.
These have just been let go. And it was all planted at the same time.
Clearly you weren't there at the time. But do you know why some of it was turned and some not?
Because the old lady that was there was minimal maintenance. Yeah. And she just wanted to see, maintain what she could see from her property.
Okay, so taking aside, because on page 14 the yew tree's on there, yes absolutely, but so is the beech tree.
Yep.
Those beech trees will not exist essentially if you take it down to the level of the hedge.
Not as beech trees, no. We would like to reduce them back down to an 8-foot hedge, which is the same as this.
Yeah.
Which is what they were originally intended as.
Right.
As a beech hedge.
Yes, okay. I understand. You'd have to do it in sections. Yes. You cut them right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kill them.
work it in any way that makes it possible.
Now then, can I just clarify with you? If the TPO stands, they will be able to put an application to do this work.
Yes.
If the TPO is cancelled, then you lose all control.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to. Okay, anybody else, any comments? No?
Can I just clarify, on this picture here, is it these?
Yeah.
Coming down to hedge height?
That one where you pyro on, it's got the ivy. Just move along. Just keep moving along. That end one there, that is a maple tree now that will stay untouched, which is a part of the mass.
Okay.
Of which then leaves, is there 5 or 6 beech stems of trees, yes?
Yeah.
Is what we'd like to reduce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this back one's down just to being
the head. He's approximately 10 foot tall at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we'd like to reduce those down to, and then the crown reduction on the three yew trees.
Okay. Thank you.
So, please just to. Yes, I'm getting a bit confused. The actual subject of this application, is that to reduce the height?
Reduce the height of the beech trees back down to a hedge and for do crown reduction work on the yew trees.
Okay. Right, I have no further questions. Shall we go and have a chat?
Yep.
Catherine?
Yep. Okay.
Okay, hello again, everybody. Quite a lot of discussions, actually, quite a difficult one, this one. But putting it all together, I think we would like to retain the preservation orders on the yew, because we feel they probably were intended to be there, but do within the control of the planning department, you would obviously put in your applications to reduce the crown, and we'll do that by agreement. The beech, I really think that's not of such amenity value as the yew is, so we would lift the TPO on the beach and hope that you'll reduce it over a period of time so as not to damage it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Can we just confirm that the representatives that's removing group one from the draft order, but yeah, then the order for T1, T3.
Yeah.
And G1, who is the group?
G1 is to go.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thank you. Thank you.
So do we get this confirmation in writing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That'll be coming out to you in the next week, I would have said, because obviously what we'll do is we'll modify the order that you've got, and then we'll send you the revised copy so you have that. And then obviously in regards to if you want to make works to T1, T2 and T3, you can put an application in for that, and then obviously then agree
but
that.
That's via a TPO order that way.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yes. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Are we free to go?
Yes.
Don't you want to stay and listen?
You can sit in the public gallery if you like.
Good luck.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We now have Mr. Turner and Mrs. Harrison, is it?
Would you mind if I sat over there?
No, it'd be fine, either way you like. Yes,
well.
Okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
I'd just like to go
Can we go through our procedure first?
Yes, whatever, yes.
Yes, thanks, Will. Okay, so this is the Borough of Chandler, that's 1 and 3 Saw Road, Bourn Tree Preservation Order, 2018. And I'd like to ask the Head of Strategic Support to introduce the report for us.
Okay. Sorry. Hey, we're here tonight to consider the Borough of Charnwood 1 and 3 Saw Road Bourn Tree Preservation Order. The report pack contains a copy of the draft order, which has been to consultation and has received objections to it. That's why we're here to consider whether to confirm the order. The objections that have been received are also contained within the report pack, along with a report from the Head of Planning and Regeneration's representative, setting out the reasons why they consider the order should be confirmed. Councillors need to consider whether the trees specified in the order merit protection of the tree preservation order because of the amenity value they have. You can make the order, either confirm the order as it is, confirm it subject to modification, or decline to confirm the order.
Okay, thank you. Would the representative of Planning and Regeneration know if you'd like to present the case for confirming the order?
Yes, I've got some summary notes. The background is the trees. There are actually two Scots pine, one at the frontage of number 3 and one within the rear of number 1, are visually prominent from Soar Road, School Lane and Stoop Lane and Harrington Close. Two section 211 notices, also known as conservation area notices, were received respectively, seeking to remove the pines. Removal of both trees would yield a significant adverse impact on the landscape character and appearance of this part of the conservation area, which is along the Soar River, while the trees would benefit from some minor remedial works. A decision was issued to create a TPO as a precautionary measure to ensure their retention. There were objections from the owner of number 3 and the owners of number 1. The main points for number 3 were that the tree roots, the claim was that the tree roots had caused the wall to lean and collapse. The other points were basically the photographs submitted showing roots, and the other selection of photographs showing the reconstruction of the wall. The other point of objection was from the owner of number 1, Mrs. Harrison, but no actual objection point was stated in that. It referred to the section 211 notice and by implication its reasons. There was also a further letter received. In brief, the points made were proximity of the tree to the property, and alleged damage to structures, which was not evidence other than minor lifting of paviors, which were obviously laid without consideration for the presence of the tree, which predated obviously the paving. My response to these objections for number 3 is basically the failure of Mr. Turner to raise any issue prior to the reconstruction of the wall meant that the council could not offer advice to him on how to mitigate or prevent alleged future damage. The council could have advised, had it known, how to resolve any apparent or alleged conflict between the wall and the tree. The other point I would like to make is that the roots are undoubtedly spread out, indeed, under the highway and the ground around, because that is the nature of how tree roots grow, and they anchor themselves down. Does not follow that they necessarily caused the wall to collapse. Mr. Turner's photographs show the roots in the vicinity and beyond, and one photograph certainly was claiming to be within the foundation area, but they do not prove that the tree caused the collapse of the wall. The wall may have suffered an impact, or may just be poorly or very old constructed, the mortar may have given way. At no point did Mr. Turner raise the issue prior to the reconstruction of the wall, so the photographs don't prove that the tree caused the collapse of the wall. They merely evidence the reconstruction of the wall. It is possible, however, to prevent a tree from penetrating the wall or foundation by taking the larger anchor roots into account in the construction methodology and to deflect other feeder roots using proprietary products for root deflection. With regard to number 1's objection, the objection letter, as I say, failed to list specific reasons other than showing that the paviors had lifted. The issues that were referenced in terms of branches to gutters, etc., in terms of the proximity, these are issues which can be resolved and remedied without felling the trees. It should be noted that that TPOs do not per se prevent tree works or even felling if it is evidenced to be necessary. The purpose of a TPO is to allow greater scrutiny and to require that the submission of clear evidenced reasons for carrying out tree works or tree felling. I would just like to also make a point that the carport apparently was constructed in and around the tree, and there was a failure, no doubt, in taking the tree and its future growth into account in its construction. My recommendation to the committee is that the order should be confirmed without modification.
Thank you very much, madam. Right, anybody like to? Yes, please, Jane.
No, can I just ask? You know, you talked about the wall, and therefore, if the main routes have been taken into consideration, and then others deflected round or whatever with proprietary services, if you'd have done that, would it have weakened the tree as a structure in itself?
Well, the first point I'll say is that there's no evidence the tree caused the collapse. I'm going to reiterate that.
Right.
What's submitted is not evidence. In our normal process, we would require a structural report.
Yes.
And
I'm not worried too much about the wall. I'm worried about the tree.
But in principle, it is possible to build structures in and around trees. Sometimes it might be a modification to the design of the wall. To allow for buttress to expand, etc. You sometimes see that. I've seen it around the borough on a number of occasions where people have taken a tree into account. They clearly want to retain the tree, and they've modified how they build and structure a wall in close proximity to it. And that would be trees that are actually in the line of a boundary feature. Yeah. Sometimes railings are built in a particular fashion to take into account the stem, the base of the tree, and,
right.
and the roots.
But
so
if
yes,
you,
it is possible.
If you have a tree,
mm-hmm.
and say these are the two biggest roots, and they're by the wall, so you deal with those in whatever way with
mm-hmm.
the wall. But these ones you deflect round. Does it threaten the tree to fall over by doing that?
If by using the hand you're suggesting they're the anchor roots,
yeah.
you mustn't sever those roots.
No,
so
but I'm saying these two roots, the anchor roots, you'd keep those and perhaps build the wall around them, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But say these ones aren't anchor roots, but you guide them away from the wall.
You can divide
a
guide away, yes.
Yeah.
There are proprietary products on the market that assist in deflecting where roots go.
Right.
And indeed, for instance, in the case of drainage or drains, the sensible thing to do, any utility in fact, is that where you have a utility trench and you don't want roots to get into it, you use those proprietary products to
right.
prevent the trees getting into that root.
And do they weaken the structure of the tree?
No.
Okay, no, thank you.
Just in relation to this big one at the back, I'm assuming this is the one that's creeping.
That's
in
the paviors, yes.
Yeah. Talked about they could have built the wall differently. In relation to that, it looks very large and quite close. I can't really tell if it's how close it is to the house.
Sorry, which page was that?
I'm looking here at these pictures. Page 50 onwards.
Page 51, yes.
Presumably there's nothing that could have been done to deal with that. It's just a large tree, so it's got roots that are going to spread.
Well, we have a situation out in Anstey where someone has pine trees on the property, and they're TPO trees,
mm-hmm.
and he had a problem with his paviours lifting up, and he required advice from me on how to remedy that. And I advised to get a consultant, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
They produced a specification for works around the tree, and they went through an application process, and we gave them conditional consent to carry out the works. So yes, I mean, that's what we would expect, that if someone wants to remedy a situation like that,
mm-hmm.
we would expect it to come through an application process, because it's not just branches, but also root systems are protected by the TPO, and in that circumstance, it meant ensuring that the paviors were laid properly in a flexible system, and also slightly raised to take into account, and to allow, recognising that over time there will be some lifting, because that is the nature of the environment around the trees. And these trees are protected trees, so we ensured that the trees were retained, and the householder was able to remedy the situation where his driveway had sustained some uplift because of tree roots.
Okay. Any more? Now I'm just. You say there's no evidence that the tree roots caused any damage to the wall.
There isn't.
We're looking at the wall after it's collapsed and after it's been rebuilt. So any evidence that there was there would have been violated, would it not? So it could
have
been.
Well, yes. I mean, what we require in our application process is that people submit proper reports by either a structural engineer or other competent professional when there are claims of damage to structures. And that would have been the opportune time to get some. And indeed, the complainant, the objector, was advised to do so. Even for this process, and nothing was submitted.
Is that before the wall was built, or after?
Well, even to have a proper, competent structural engineer to write a report.
And that was before the wall was rebuilt?
No, that was during this process.
Okay.
And he was advised to do that as part of the objection process.
Okay. But, I mean, looking at it, how close the wall is, obviously the trees, the roots would probably go below the foundation of the wall. And there's evidence on the pavement outside showing that they are moving the tarmac up.
That's common, that you will have, even street trees will lift the tarmac on a footpath.
But if they're doing that, would they not have violated the foundations of the wall?
Not necessarily.
Well, they have to get there somehow, wouldn't they?
The point is, they wouldn't necessarily, and there's no way of knowing.
And
it's a claim, and it's unsubstantiated, is the point I'm trying to make.
I mean, sort of, I may be wrong because I'm really not as expert as you are, but a root would not cause a wall to fall over in the short term. It would probably move their foundation, crack the mortar, allow the water in. Then
you would expect to see cracks appear over time and progressively enlarge and enlarge. And I see that in many circumstances.
Yeah. But still, it comes down to...
They don't just suddenly fall over.
No. It still comes down to the tree having been the fundamental cause of it, or one of the big contributory factors.
It may have contributed, but the roots that were shown in the photography would not have caused that wall to fall. They're quite small roots, to be fair.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Okay, no more comments?
No.
Okay, thanks very much. Mr. Turner, would you like
thank
to...
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't feel you have to get up, sit down if you wish.
Well, I don't mind.
You'd rather stand up.
approximately 45 years ago, I built this bungalow. In that time, I know exactly what's happened. That tree was 5 foot tall, and the wall was in perfect condition. I will sit down.
Good.
I can't read so good. Now, I have known that tree and that wall for 45 years, and I have seen the wall gradually going like this. I want you to go to photograph one, please, on page 29, which clearly shows this is the public footpath outside of my property next to the wall.
Yes.
That clearly shows the roots have gone through the foundations and are now in the public footpath. Are you okay, love?
Yeah, just checking.
Okay, that's number one.
Oh,
number two, I exposed the roots. I dug down and exposed the roots, and the roots clearly go from the tree across and into and through the wall. And if you look, it's not the brightest of pictures on page 30, but if you look deep down on the right, you can see a major root going straight through and into the tree. That's number two. Now, number three is just to show the close proximity of the tree to the wall.
Yes.
Number four, five and six are just construction and are not really relevant to what I'm saying. I now want to go to the major things that are relevant. picture number 7, 8 and 9. Now number 9 shows the full extremity of the wall. It's approximately 60 foot long. It was in first class condition, and you can see from photograph 8, where I've marked it on the path, the amount of rebuilding that had to be done. That rebuilding was done adjacent to that tree and because of the roots, and the rest of the wall is in first class condition. If you look at photograph 9, it shows you the rebuilt wall next to the tree and the rest in perfect condition. And number 7 is just another example of this. Those three photographs show quite clearly that the rebuilding had to took place against the tree because of the tree roots, and the rest is in first class condition. Now coming on going back to number 1, that clearly shows the roots have gone through the wall and into the footpath and up. Now, could I just reply to what we've just listened to? The wall may have suffered an impact from a vehicle. We're being told that that wall was knocked down by a lorry. Could I ask your correspondent here, have you got any evidence at all that that wall could have been knocked down by a lorry? Any evidence at all?
Chair, if I could come in, there's no need to shout, Mr. Turner. We're only right here.
I apologise, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be aggressive.
Thank you.
I do apologise for that. So the question is, have you got any evidence to show that that wall was knocked down by a lorry? Any?
There were hypothetical possibilities for a wall to be impacted. Okay,
it is a possibility.
I didn't hear that very good. What was the result?
So that is just a hypothetical.
Hypothetical. We're not here for hypothetical.
So the point I'm making is that we requested a competent report and we did not receive one.
Okay, so I have given my evidence and having read my evidence, the reply is the wall should have suffered an impact from a vehicle. I am being told that I have come here to tell you a pack of lies about why this was not the reason I've given, but it could have been caused by a lorry hitting the wall.
Well, just
that's a very unprofessional reply.
Well, let's just say that the tree root is not the only cause, the only possible cause. There could have been other causes, and leave it at that.
Then what are they? What are they? Could I ask your
you don't like the idea of somebody saying it could have been a lorry. You say there may be other circumstances other than the tree root.
No, I'm saying there are no other reasons. The roots have come over a 45-year period. I've seen it, and to suggest this were knocked down by a lorry. With no evidence to support that.
No.
So what other reason could there have been apart from these tree roots?
Chairman, if I could come... Perhaps, Mr. Turner, we've understood your comment, so if you could move on from that, because there are other things you could say about these trees, I'm sure.
Okay, I wanted to go on. The wall may have been suffering an impact from a vehicle or been poorly constructed. Can you go back to photograph 7, 8 and 9?
Yes.
Does that look as though it's poorly constructed? Seriously? That's an 18-inch thick wall, and it's in first-class condition. Now I've had the rebuilding done because of the tree roots. Now I want to move on to the next paragraph. At no time did Mr. Turner raise the issue prior to reconstructing the wall. It's reasonable to assume that the tree was the cause. If the tree was the cause, he would have alerted the council. Mr. Chairman, this wall came down on a Saturday morning, 10 tonne of stuff on the road as well as my path. I had to get 4 blokes with shovels to chuck the stuff back in while I was diverting traffic round. Do you think I had time to ring the council up on a Saturday morning? Is that a real reasonable prospect?
Okay, thank you.
And that's how I stood.
Right.
And I got up Saturday morning, it was all over the road. I relined the traffic and I got four blokes with shovels to chuck it all back onto my land to clear the path. So that's why I didn't notify the council.
Okay.
Which would have took weeks for sure. The other thing, this business of rerouting a route. Now, them routes went from that tree, mainly as they went down, that they also went underneath. To have rerouted that route was not a practical proposition at all. These routes are about 6 inches like this, going under the wall. How could you have gone into the footpath, took that route, took the footing out of the wall and rerouted? How on earth could that have been done? Not possible. The cause of this trouble is that, now my position is, in a few months' time, my son and his family will be moving into that bungalow as I move out. And I don't want him having to build that wall again because of this tree's not been took down. By nature, I'm against trees coming down. But there are a time and a place for everything. And this is the time and the place. And I'd be grateful if you'd support my position.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr.
And I do apologise if I've been...
Yes, we all get
a little bit wet.
Get emotional about these things.
Anyway, I'll put my case and I've...
Mr. Harrison, do you have anything to
yes,
add?
Yes, I'd just like to bring your attention to... I didn't realise how to be reports and what is...
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to. However,
if you could look at number page 48 and 49, that's the evidence of a branch that came from this tree, from the middle of the tree, funnily enough, in a storm, for no reason whatsoever. But number 49 you can't see the end of it where it broke off, but you can on 48.
Yes, you can see.
And it landed on my shed and ripped the
quite felt. A big tree trunk. Is that the main trunk of the tree that's broken
out? No, well, it's just a branch from the middle of the tree. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. We had a job to find out where it had come from. It was so thick, the canopy. And it just broke off and flew. The strength of the wind carried it from the tree onto, and it was kind of cantilevered on the guttering. It was very heavy to get off, I can tell you. But anyway, that's that. The other thing I would say, that I've lived in the house next door to this tree for 40 odd years, and it was small. It was a tree that was put into the garden of that house when there wasn't a bungalow there. Well, I'm not sure, it was probably a close thing in terms of time, but it was put in the wrong place. It should never have been planted so near to a wall like that. It's not the right sort of tree, and the people that put it in obviously haven't got the knowledge that it shouldn't be put there. And really, that's all I've got to say about it.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. right, anybody, any more comments? Jane?
Can I ask a couple of questions?
Yes, please do.
Excuse me. Mrs. Harrison, the tree where you just told us about the large branch falling off.
Yes.
Have you had that, or perhaps Noel has, I'm not quite sure, has anybody checked that tree is still a viable tree? It's quite a big branch to fall off it.
I think that they're of the type that just shed branches. It must have been. I mean, that's the evidence.
So it's not dead, diseased or dying then?
It's not in that category.
No. Okay, thank you. And Mr. Turner, you said you'd lived in your bungalow for 45 years and the tree was 5 foot high when you moved in. Why have you not kept it to a reasonable size then to cater for the wall being so close?
I just didn't.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Well, it's not obligatory, is it?
No, I just wondered, that's all. I just wondered.
It took some years before, and it took a long time. All of a sudden the wall started going out of plumb. But it's only the section that I've rebuilt near the tree. The rest is in perfect condition now.
Thank you.
Yes, that was the point I was making earlier. They don't just fall down, do they, over a period of time. Would like Mrs. Harrison, would you, your patio.
Yes, that's the other tree. Can I just refer to something regarding the one we're talking about, at number 3, Saw Road. If you look at page 57, which is where I wrote in with various things about the tree, that a lot of it is hanging over the wall onto the road, and it sheds a lot. Well, you can read it there, and it tells you. there's a lot of needles and that block the drain, and there is no storm drain to drain the water away if it, we have a downpour. Also, there is a, as I've said somewhere, I think, about the telephone wire going through the middle of it. It's just taken off. I think that the other tree as well, at number one, is the same. We had a dry year for part of the year, and I think the roots have searched to get further along, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they
and
do.
And they've taken off at a great rate of knots, I'm afraid. But, anyway, I don't think there's anything else I've got to say about it. Number three.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yes, all right, number one.
Which is the one in my place. I think that's a... Yes, my pathetic photographs, 51 and... 53. I'd started to notice these paviours were lifting. My concern was that I was about to have a new window, which I think that you can see on page 53, and these paviours were being raised across the width of it, if you like. And I would like to ask how much damage has to be done to a building before you can do something about it. That's my concern, because I was looking into the future and not wanting to have a catastrophe on my hands.
Okay, thank you very much. Is that all the...
Yeah, and also the business about it being a tree in isolation in a way, because there's no others around it to support it.
Right.
And it's up by an open field, and when there's a terrific wind going, it really is swaying a lot. And I know Noel has pointed out that it has to sway to...
Yes, it's a...
Broke off.
Biomechanical necessity for trees to sway.
I appreciate that. But
even buildings are built to sway.
Yeah.
The tallest building in the world is the most
I appreciate
excellent
that.
Example of that, where it literally does sway in the wind. Because it has to, otherwise it would snap.
Could you mind to ask you, the question I think was rhetorical, that how much damage has to be done to in order to be able to take the tree down or trim the tree?
Well, I take the approach of protecting the trees, and obviously there are ways of remedying damage to structures. But if we have an application in for the removal of a TPO, we expect it to be supported by appropriate reports that show that this is the only course of action that can be taken to remedy the situation. So in the normal course of events, you can relay paviours.
Yes.
You can prevent roots which are just about touching a building from progressing. But obviously it's important not to sever an anchor root. There are often situations whereby you will even see a wall where it's taken into account an anchor root and its future swelling and growth by putting a type of lintel at the lower end of a wall. Indeed, that's very similar to if you're familiar with the need for wildlife to pass through.
Yes,
often you have to provide a little gap at the base of a wall, badgers or whatever.
Right.
So it's a similar principle whereby you just leave that gap and allow for the natural growth to progress within that part of the tree's structure, and you can still have the wall, but you don't have to remove the tree. You can have both the wall and the tree in those circumstances.
Could I also ask about Mrs. Harrison's patio?
Uh-huh.
Now on page 52.
Yes.
There's where one of the blocks has been removed, and it looks like a root growing underneath there.
Mm-hmm.
What is anything can be done about it, or does she just have to wait until they?
Well, the nature of the paviours are laid on sand,
yes.
And that's a flexible material.
Mm.
That would be what we would advise if you're constructing any kind of a paved area around a root system of a tree, to allow some give.
And indeed, you can raise it up a little bit, although perhaps not much in this case, but you could allow for that to occur. And it's about getting a balance between having a paved surface.
Yes.
Sometimes, I think actually, at the example I gave you from Anstey, paviors were in one part and the other part was unbound gravel, like Breedon gravel was used, because of course you can allow the ground to lift a little bit, and it doesn't mean that the surface is not suitable to drive or park on. So you can have both uses. You can still use it as a surfaced area and you can still retain the tree. So it's, if you concreted it or tarmacked it, it would be more problematic,
yes,
because you would have cracking in those circumstances.
Okay, thanks very much. Any more comments from anybody?
Well, it's more of a comment, Chair. Looking on page 54 and 55, it looks like infant school kiddies have tried to build a tree. It's not as though it could fall down, branches come off. It doesn't look safe to me. That's my opinion.
And that tree
could I just make one comment? Page 55,
yes,
is showing my bungalow, and that tree next to my bungalow, which has moved 10 degrees in the last few years. And if that tree comes on my bungalow, it will cost hundreds of thousands of pounds, and it happens to be my bedroom. So there we are.
So this tree that you're talking about, so that is the one in number three?
Yeah, the tree number one.
Tall tree is number one.
Okay.
It's Mrs. Harrison.
Okay. Am I right in saying, though, Scots pines are naturally quite strong trees? Is that right?
Well, yes, they are, but I mean, compared to oak, they're more short-lived.
Yes.
They have a longer, a shorter lifespan.
Yes.
If you relate it to yew trees, which can grow for almost thousands of years,
right.
And oak trees, we're talking about hundreds.
Right,
so,
thank you.
It's a shorter lifespan. For
and do they also have their more peripheral roots, and they don't have a tap root? Right.
Well, neither tree has a taproot. Roots of trees are the anchor roots would be a bit like the fingers,
yes,
of my palm.
Okay.
And you would then have lots of feeder roots spreading further out.
Right.
But the anchor roots are the thing that create the stability for the tree. And if you impact them, you impact the stability of the tree.
Okay.
Can I just...
Yes.
You say it's a shorter life now. How long is the life of one of these trees, roughly?
Well, we're talking a couple of hundred years, maybe, depending.
Okay. I thought you were going to say about 50 years or something.
You say, right, they've been there 45.
It depends on its circumstance, the particular provenance of a tree, the ground conditions. There are a lot of factors that come into play into the longevity of a tree. But to compare it with oak will...
It's a short life.
500, maybe 800 years.
Yeah.
Yew tree, they can grow over 1,000 years.
3,000 years,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it's just to give... And birch, for instance, really, the best of a birch lifespan is probably up to 80, 85 years. Although they can grow maybe another 10 or 20 years, but... 8 years would be what you would say for a birch tree.
Okay.
Can I just ask a last question? Sorry. You talked a lot about what they could have done to the when they were rebuilding the wall that would have helped the tree. Is there anything that can be done now in terms of works to the tree, or are we just in a situation where we are?
Well, retrofitting it would perhaps be a little bit difficult, but I'm... You know, that really depends. If you need an engineer to look at how it would be done, because you'd have to underpin the structure. I'm not an engineer.
But to
stop it moving and then to take a bite out of it,
mm-hmm.
And then to support that.
Okay.
With some kind of a lintel type structure.
Oh,
that would be quite complex, I think. In theory, you can do it, but it's more costly to do it by trying to retrofit it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And our objection to remove the trees is just the amenity value at that point. Is that right?
Well, that's what the TPO is about. Yeah. The TPO is about its amenity value to the, and its contribution, therefore, to the conservation area of Corn in that particular vicinity.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sorry, can I carry on?
No, please,
there are several other trees in the area that they're not necessarily so near to the road, which would, you know, comply with the conservation area and keeping the street scene. I would say I've got a eucalyptus about 80 foot, well away from the house, but it's still a,
they're quite tricky trees. They're very fast growing, high water demand, and also short lived. Eucalyptus. I think they're more problematic as a tree.
Are you just trying to say, Mrs. Harrison, that there are other trees that you think could be TPO'd as opposed to these ones? Is that the point you're trying to make?
No. Just saying there is another tree not that far away which would replace for the street scene.
Yeah.
Right.
She said you want to leave it barren, the sort of trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want me on this one, or are you happy? Please. Yeah. See, none of them have been easy tonight. yes, we've quite a lot of discussions about it. On balance, we think that the tree by the wall, which is T1, is actually of great amenity value to Barrow. It is very prominent. Everybody who goes to the shops and drives around there sees it, and it's very much part of the scene. So we would like to retain the tree preservation order on that. Therefore, any work that needs to be done needs to apply to planning and between sort of negotiate what can be done on that tree. T2, which is one further back, is less visible, and
I'm sorry, I've got that wrong. Which one you just mentioned?
Which one are we what?
The one by the wall.
The one by the wall. T1.
T1.
Is that at number one or three?
Number three.
I'm sorry, Chairman. What did you say about that?
So yes, at number three, which is a tree T1, and house number three, we want to retain the tree preservation order on that.
Jesus!
Did you hear the rest of it, though, Mr. Turner?
Pardon?
Did you hear the rest of it?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Would you mind repeating?
No,
please,
we felt that that is it's a beautiful tree. It is very much. Does make a positive contribution to this scene, and this is of great amenity value to Corn. So we would like to retain the tree preservation order on that tree. On Treaty 2, which is at Bungalow 1, that is appears to be a bigger tree. It doesn't look as it's been as well maintained, and it is not so much part of the street scene. Therefore, we're prepared to lift the tree preservation order on that one.
Chair, could I ask you to just comment again on T1?
Yes.
That works can be carried out
on
that tree, subject to permissions from the council. So it still has a TPO on it. You have to make a request and a negotiation takes place. But it is possible to do work on that tree.
Root.
Whatever. You discuss with the people who know what they're talking about, quite frankly.
Well, my son will be going in that in a few years' time. I don't want him to have to build that wall again, but it looks as though we'll have to do. I'm very disappointed. Very disappointed.
Sorry, Mr. Turner, but...
Okay.
But tree, the other tree can come down.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.